have pork chops cut out of it. That part was peeled out, put in there. That was a lean, good lean part of it. And the side would be about that wide and about 2 foot long and about that thick. Yeah, big heavy stuff. And you'd charge about 3 or 4 cents a pound for it. But you didn't have that 3 or 4 cents to buy it no more than today. If it was $20 a pound, you couldn't afford it right on, you see. So you couldn't afford it then because you didn't have the money.
Yeah.
And flour was a dollar, and me and my daddy was frustrated when it got to be a dollar 98 cents for 96 pounds. Let me take it back away from 100 now. I think it was 96 pounds for a dollar 98 cents. And he was raising hell because it went up so.
Missing out that what you fry and deep fat with a hole in the center, that was a
donut.
Do you have any other way or shape of making it?
Well, my wife cooks all kind of cookies and, you know, and other thing like that you can think of now.
Boy,
back in our damn time, all we had was plain donuts.
Those sugar cookies were good, you know.
Huh?
Those sugar cookies I had, that was really good. What do you call, you put a batter in 3 or 4 of these and eat at a time? You always eat them with syrup.
Pancakes?
Butter.
Yeah, pancakes.
Would they always be made out of wheat flour? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you went to the store, you'd buy how many? 2, 1 pound of flour you buy?
Oh no, you bought it either for 24 pounds, that's what most of it, when I told you when I was a kid, you bought it for half barrel, 96 pounds, I think the whole, considered a half barrel. 96 pounds, something crazy. Each of the 4 24-pound sizes, that's 96 pounds.
And what was it? It came in a little small packet, and it was dry, granulated, and used it to make the bread.
So that was baking powder,
dry,
and soda, and we bought all of that kind of stuff. This
would make the bread.
Rice?
Yes.
Well, that was baking powder.
Okay, it's not baking powder, it's soda.
Soda and baking powder, two different things.
Yeah, either one. The other.
Well, soda could be used. They use it for a good many things, but they pretty well bought it all the time. But she just used that soda, I think, in making cornbread and different things like that. She didn't use it all together much. But I think she used any when she was making light bread. She made her own yeast.
Mm-hmm.
She kept it from year to year.
Oh.
And that yeast, when she put it in the, would start to ferment in the next week into this bread and make it rise and swell up like you say. And she made that yeast herself and kept it over, you know. Mm-hmm. Made it for everybody in the country for that, because they ran out of yeast to them and the mother. And she cut it up in, just about the size piece she was going to use. Just stacked them up in a jar and send them for the rest of the year. Go back and get them and have the same thing. All you had to do, put it in the water and the flour and something. All through it.
Now, what do you call the two parts of the egg?
The yolk of egg and the white.
Yeah, the yolk.
When I saw it, it was called the yellow egg and the white. We didn't know what the yolk was, we didn't. That ain't really going back to this chair, you said, no going back.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you cook them in hot water, you say
boil them. Yeah.
Okay. And what if you crack and let them fall out of the shell in the hot water?
That's pork stove.